Hey, yo, what's doing, Penny X? Welcome to the podcast, the one that supports Dane Danger, the one that has emerging fashion model and DJ of the stars, Curtis Allen, with me here tonight to draft names of characters from action movies because. You have downloaded Pain Productions, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, buddy.
Thanks for the intro. It's good to be
Yeah.
back. It's so good.
I saw you on the Instagram, dude, like modeling, man. I'm digging it. I'm about
Can
that
you believe
life.
that?
I
Yeah.
love it.
I'm officially a plus size model now. That's pretty cool. How about
I'm about it, dude. Oh, you're
that?
looking good, dude. I was like, okay, yeah, man. I don't see you in much color, man. I was digging it.
Well, and to that point, I just got so if you don't know what Ryan's referring to, I got hooked up with this company called the Winston Box, and like everything, everybody has like a box that they can have delivered every
Sure,
month, you
sure,
know,
sure, sure.
one of those cool things, whatever you're into. But for me, bigger dude, sometimes it's not the easiest to find clothes that are stylish. But this is good stuff, man. And I was skeptical when I first tried it, but I liked what I had. That first Winston Box
Yeah.
came, it was a colorful sweater.
All right.
It was these sleek slacks that I gotta tell you, it made me feel a little sexy. The pants did. I was showing off some
There
thigh. I
you
was feeling
go.
good. Yeah. But now I got some spring stuff. So, you know, and they ask you, what's your fashion style? You do a quick portfolio. It takes 5 minutes. You answer a couple of questions. And you know, I wear a lot of plaid shirts. Just always have. They sent me a few different kind of colorful plaid shirts
There
I just
you go.
got, some shorts to go with it.
All
And
right.
I mean, I don't want to take over the podcast, but I'm just saying, if you are a bigger dude, when I say bigger dude, it could be, you know, XL, 2XL and up, or if you're tall, you know, if you're over 6 feet tall, whatever, check them out. Check out the Winston Box. And if you buy something, of course, use promo code
Drop
Curtis,
it. Drop it, dude.
KURTIS, to get yourself a little discount. So
There
yeah,
you
your
go.
boy is in the world of modeling right now, at least
I
for
know.
the first part of 2024. So here we are.
I love, man. Like I said, I love your t-shirt collection. Don't get it twisted. I do, but man, like I saw you out there. I'm like, oh, my man's got some color on.
I
Like,
do.
you
And to
know.
your point about, you know what, t-shirts, as we're recording this, we're a few weeks away from Bluey live at State Farm Center. And I'm taking the twins. We're going to see Bluey at State Farm Center. But I found a t-shirt. It's Bluey, but it's in like a death metal logo. It's like a heavy
There
metal
you
death metal
go. There
logo.
you go.
It says Bluey. So I bought that. So I'm going to wear that to the Bluey show in a couple of weeks. So my t-shirt collection is still growing.
Still, yeah, man. You
Yeah.
don't get rid of the basics, dude. Those live
No, that's
forever.
who I am.
Right. You just need to splash every now and then when you're out and about at a
And
fancy restaurant, you know?
that's right. Yeah. That's right. And of course, I'm also a fan of the action movies, and you asked me to be on for this, and I couldn't resist. I was like, let's do it. I don't care about the time change. I don't care about being tired. I'm gonna stay up. I'm gonna party with Ryan. We're gonna do this.
Well, yeah, because what sparked it was the falling of the late great Carl Weathers,
Yeah.
and it's not on my list, but it needs to be mentioned. So if it is on your list, I'm going to go ahead and spoil it. But the name Apollo Creed
Oh.
is one of the greatest names in movie history,
Yeah.
and I will go ahead and add Rockies into the action movie genre. You know,
It
some
is.
might say it's a sports movie, but I that's action, dude. To me, those
Yeah.
fights aren't they're not like regular boxing fights, dude. Those
Oh
things are
no.
war. That's
Yeah.
battles right there. That's gladiator type shit, man. So
High
yeah.
drama, yeah, high drama, back and
Yeah.
forth, slugfest. It was, you know, it's something that you want boxing to be, right? This
Right, not
huge
hugging.
story that happens and unfolds in the ring. And yeah, I posted this on my social media when Carl Weathers died last month. Like, he was royalty in my house. Like, I grew up watching some of his movies with my dad, and he was great in everything he did, you know, all the way up through the end. So, but Apollo Creed, that character, that wasn't Carl Weathers. That's Apollo Creed. You're watching Apollo Creed.
Exactly.
You're watching the master of disaster and the heavyweight champion of the world. And like the prime, of course, he's kind of based on Ali and some of the other great athletes in the 70s at that time, but so believable. And one of my favorite things, I think you and I have debated this a little bit in the past, is to me, Apollo Creed is the villain in the first Rocky film. But he's not the typical coward. And I know you'll say, nah, he wasn't a villain. I don't think he is. But to me, he's just super, he's supremely confident, you know, fearless. And what a great freaking name, Apollo Creed.
That's it, dude. Yeah. Everything about that is just, it's perfect, dude. It's, you know, it's,
yeah.
Apollo's what, the god of war, right? And, that's you it. Know, you got everything about, every man has a creed, you know, it's like, The Wire, you know, every man's got to have a code, a creed. Like, hey, he's Apollo Creed, just everything about it. It's just like, that is just gorgeous, man. But yeah, no, he didn't have any business. He was mad that he was taking this fight in the first place, man. I don't consider him that much of a villain, is the fact that, like, man, I should be above this. This is bullshit. Like, not like, fuck this guy, you know, it wasn't really personal so much against Rocky until they got into the ring. It was more of the situation, but you know,
he saw dollar sign. Apollo was a great businessman. The character,
because
and that's, he's like, no, he's like, he's like, the Italian Stallion versus Apollo Creed. That will sell tickets. It's a great line. It's a great line.
Like I said, yeah, he's above the fight, but then he'll go ahead and go up against some behemoth Russian in an exhibition for money because of that. He had no business being in, but I digress. Yeah, so that's what we decided on. And if you go through the many genres of action movies, either hero or villain, or even supporting characters, it's just the people that get together in the writing room, no matter if they have enough talk chalk to go around or whatever it is that put these names together.
They're great.
We found some amazing ones. So yeah, man, let's get into it. I'm going to go ahead. You know, you already given me the greatest gift ever, if anybody wants to go back and listen to grunge bands, but we're getting back.
That's
to,
a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going back to the formula here. We're, your humble host will give my guests the first pick. I have a definite number one draft pick that I want to get, so I'm a little nervous, but it's a wise genre, so I don't think you're going to take it, but it's definitely one of the greatest names ever, so it's quite possible. So,
well, I think I know what you're going to take, but I think I know what you're referencing, knowing you, but I won't take that first. I'm going to go with one that's near and dear to my heart, from action films, and not the typical action hero, kind of bumbling a little bit, definitely full of himself, and maybe not the most self-aware guy, but God, he's funny. He's got a great name. I'm talking about Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China, portrayed by one Kurt Russell. Jack Burton on my list. I'm going to take him first. And a little selfishly in this regard, that, again, that movie, Big Trouble in Little China, one that was very special to me. I don't know how many times I watched it with my dad as a kid, but I love the character of Jack Burton and that the endless amount of lines. My favorite is when he's getting the crap beat out of him at one point by a henchman. He says, "Hey, you come over here and fight like a man." He's getting his ass kicked by a guy that's like Lord Raiden from Mortal Kombat. And, you know, the check is in the mail and all these great lines that he had in the film. So I love that. And the name, simple, effective, Jack Burton, a great name for a truck driver and an action hero, sir.
And the fact that he used it in third person, which really drove it home. You know what old Jack Burton says?
You know what old Jack Burton says at a time like this? Old Jack says, "What the hell?"
Wearing lipstick from making out and still throwing daggers. I mean, pulling it off like nobody's business. Yeah, no, that was high on my list. definitely at
Jack
the
Burton, my first pick, sir. You right, go right ahead. When it,
it's not as flashy, but it hammers home, dude. I mean, it's just three syllables, dude. It's all you need.
Here's what I will say to that point. A lot of the names on my list, two, three syllable. There's a formula, I think, to the great names in action movies. There's not a whole lot of jargon or something like that when it comes to the, it's not overthought. It's all very simple. Usually. So anyways,
I'm with you.
You go right ahead now.
Well, then I feel like this is the, and this is not planned, but this is the, my number one pick. And I was worried that I was going to have too much Kurt Russell on my list, but let's fast forward to the future of 1997 when there is a prison and only one man can save the president. And Air Force One has landed on the island of New York. And that man is Mr. Snake Plissken, baby. He escaped from New York.
Yes.
The apocalyptic year of 1997 when I was going back because it's been a while since I've seen it. I was like, how far in the future did they go? Like, because that movie was made in like 81. So yeah, man, they were thinking 16 years in the future, shit's gonna be bleak, dude. And I haven't even graduated from college yet, man. Like, I mean, it was, but that name, dude, I mean. And he had the eye patch, and Snake. He was wearing black, and, you know, he had the look about him, man, and he was Snake Plissken, dude.
You're right. We did not plan this, so how about that? Kurt Russell going number one on both of our lists. I love it. You know what? In Escape from L.A., the sequel to Escape from New York, that came out that actually did come out in, like,
96.
Late 90s, 96, 97, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it being kind of, I don't say panned, but it didn't get the same love that the original did, right? However, I love that movie. I really love
it. I do too.
I loved Escape from LA. I love the, I don't want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't seen it, but I love the ending because it ends in a very Snake Plissken way.
It always does, man.
It always does. Snake's the man.
First one when he destroys the cassette and he's all, you know, distraught about Cabby, and yeah, man, but the second one was, I think, oddly enough, that it was 15 years between installments. It's just one of those sequels that couldn't live up to the people that wanted it. So it wasn't that bad. It was just that everybody was expecting, like, the world, you know, like literally the world to explode with the sequel, man. But you know, it's still hit good, man, and it hit the same notes of the character and everything else, but people had a different memory of it in their age group. You know, it's one of those things where it's like around Christmas time when if you introduce somebody to like the Christmas Story movie, you know, with Ralphie and all that, and they're like, heard so much about it, not that great, but I like watched it when I was like young and like grew up with it, and it was like, you know, it's like it was one of those you kind of have to be there kind of things, and I felt that was the way with Escape from New York. Like the people in 81 that were like teenagers or like younger, and it was kind of naughty and grimy and filthy, and then 15 years later they like have kids and now they're in their 30s, you know. It's probably like the way that Top Gun Maverick was, you know, it was like, you know, it just can't live up to the original. Now that one did, but
it did. You know, it was excellent.
In this case, it did not, but it was still a very damn good movie.
Well, I did not expect you to take Snake. I mean, not their number one. I thought there'd be a couple other names. So excellent choice. Okay. I've got a mix of heroes, villains, and side characters, which is something you kind of teased at the beginning. And I will defend my second pick by saying, first of all, yes, I know that it is a thriller film. I know it's a thriller.
Okay.
But it is action-packed. I think of it as an action film, especially the third act. And I am talking about the man of mystery that strikes fear into the hearts of villains and criminals all over the world. A ghost story that criminals tell their kids right on your pop. And Kaiser Sose will come get you. Kaiser Sose from The Usual Suspects. A man that you rarely see on screen because he is just a myth. Ultimately, in a lot of ways, you don't even know if he's real. You don't know if Kaiser Sose is real. No spoilers from us, whether he is or not.
We but can the spoil ghost, that
one. The specter, the name of Kaiser Sose throughout the film, The Usual Suspects. Just what a cool name.
Kaiser. No, that is awesome.
Kaiser Sose. It's great. And again, every character in the film was haunted just by the name of Kaiser Sose and what he could do to their lives. And it's an action. It's a heist film is really what it is. It's a crime drama, all that sort of stuff. But one of my, if not my favorite movie ever, one of my all time favorites for sure. The Usual Suspects, the name Kaiser Sose.
Oh yeah. And I blend the lines, blur them in drafts like this, you know. I mean, like I said, with Rocky, you know, sports movie or not, it's still action. But yeah, no, there's a lot of gunplay. There's a lot of a lot of action in here. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. But yeah, when they're talking about them and when people are telling stories or like, you know, the poor bastard that they're waiting to wake up from his coma to actually give the description of him, who's still freaking out and yelling out like the name. And when technically Kaiser's telling the story about him, you know, and they have like the fictional, you know, almost like a reenactment of him, you know, killing his own family so that the other villains don't get a chance to do such. And it's just like, right. Jesus. And the mere name of it, you know, it rings in the ears and they're like just building it up. And you're by the end of the movie, man, you're feeling that name. It's like Kaiser Sose.
Kaiser Sose. Atama Kaiser Sose. I don't speak Hungarian, but a hundred times the guy says, Atama Kaiser Sose. Kaiser Sose. I'm sorry. I'll stop, Brian.
No.
You are up now, sir, with your second pick in this draft.
Well, and some of those Jews is just how they sound. You know, I have a couple on here that I might do one right now. But no, who should I do as my second?
What do you mean who should do? You should be prepared for this. This is your show, sir.
Oh, dude, I've got like 20. I just don't know what order I want to go. I was thinking about stealing one from you, which I think's coming.
Go ahead. Steal if you want.
No, but I'm going to go with, because, you know, we did our Kurt Russell thing. I'm going to do a questionable action movie here, too.
Okay.
There is action because there are rumbles involved. But I'm taking a very underrated actor, Matt Dillon, who incorporates the vision and the setting and everything that they're trying to build up with these greasers, man. These like these rough and tumble, you know, other side of the track kids, the classic movie, The Outsiders. But there can't be, they're supposed to be kind of like the white trash, you know. Is there a more white trash name, sir, than Mr. Dallas Winston? Dallas Winston. His first name is the name of a city, which is always trouble, man. That is always
Dallas
something.
Winston. Right.
Dallas. And then his second name is a brand of smokes. I mean, that's basically what you bring it down to, man. And he was a badass kid. He was one of the only ones. I mean, he loved his brothers and his friends and everybody around her. I mean, he helped get Pony Boy out of trouble when shit went down. But like the whole town knew him. Like Cherry Valance was like, oh, why are you hanging around with Dally? Or like the cops were like, you know, oh, it's Dallas Winston. Like his name like rang from both sides of the town is like the ultimate bad boy of like the greasers who were already thought about as like the lowest of the low. So while he was like, you know, an anti-hero of sorts. He was still, he still, he was one of the ones that went to help get those kids out of the, you know, save the kids. Pony Boy caught the worst, or no, not Pony Boy caught the worst of it. Man, why can't I remember his name? Karate Kid. What was his
Ralph
name?
Macchio.
Macchio. What was his name in the? He ended up passing away, unfortunately, in the movie.
Spoiler: if you haven't seen
I'm
The
not
Outsider,
spoiling a 44-year-old movie, but
spoiler.
Dally's coming in on the gurney, you know, with like smoke inhalation. He has like a little cut on his arm, and he's like pissed off. Like if you tell that, and he's just he's great, dude. One of the greatest characters of that movie, underrated actor, but. There can't be a more greaser, and there, and I'm talking a crew that has guys named 2-Bit and Soda Pop in
That's
there,
right.
but Dallas Winston is definitely the name that incorporates greasers, and it just hearing that name is going to bust some socials.
Soshis. They were the Soshis.
Yeah, going to bust
That's
their
it. The
brains, dude.
Soshis. Not to be, I mean, which was short for socials, but
Right.
Yeah, the Soshis. All right. Good pick. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see the Outsiders on the list, but Dallas Winston. Great name.
Great fucking name, dude. I've
Great
always
name.
loved that name.
All right. Well, I'm going to get us on track with someone who is not an anti-hero with my third pick,
All
who
right.
is just one of the greatest action stars, period. And at a time when the film came out, people didn't know if this guy could be an action star. I'm talking about arguably the greatest stand-up comedian of all time, Eddie Murphy, and his role as Axel Foley
Oh,
in Beverly
nice.
Hills Cop.
Yeah, okay.
What a
Love
cool
it.
name. What a cool, first of all, there was nobody in the 80s that was cooler than Eddie Murphy, right? Like
True.
Ed's the coolest,
True.
right? He's the man. And then he starts doing this action comedy thing and, you know, he does 48 hours and breaks out, and then they give him his own leading role as Beverly Hills Cop Axel Foley, going from the mean streets of Detroit out to Beverly Hills where things are just a little different for a street smart cop like Axel Foley. And by the way, I don't know if this name will be on your list or not. I'm gonna steal this from you. The villain, too. What a great name for the villain. Victor Maitland. Victor Maitland, the name of the villain in the film. So you got Axel from the streets versus this smug foreign prick Victor Maitland, the art dealer that's evil, and he's dealing cocaine and killing people and all this other stuff. Yeah. Axel Foley, an icon, that character, iconic. Love it. And I can't wait for the new one. There's a new one coming out, I think, on
I
Netflix
know.
or
I'm
something.
nervous. I'm nervous.
Oh, it's
but
gonna be
yes.
okay. It's gonna be okay.
All right. All right.
I know some people were down on Coming to America 2. I liked part 2. It's
It
tough
was
to
all right.
imagine. It was okay.
It was all right.
I have faith that Axel Foley will ride off into the sunset with one more great film for us. That is my third pick, Axel Foley.
All right. And he had his own song. It was Axel F. Remember the That was my jam, dude.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Absolutely.
You know what? Since he had his own song, I'm gonna pick a character that had his own song too.
Oh.
It was literally all about his name because you just had to shut your mouth when you were talking about John Shaft. What a fucking name, dude. It's literally, it's Cock Strong, baby. I'm John Shaft. Richard Roundtree. He's
Whoa,
a
man.
bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth, Ryan Leskis. You better shut your mouth.
He's talking about Shaft. Well, then I can
I
dig
know
it. What a fucking bold ass name, man. Like, because they're saying without saying, but really saying, you know, it's like his name's not like, Bill Cock, but it's like, you know, it's smoother than that. I mean, it's literally smoother than that.
Smoother than Bill Cock, John
It's
Shaft.
smoother. Yeah. It's not as veiny. It's smoother than that. It's, but
Bill
it's,
Cock was my nickname in high school. I don't know if you know that or not, but
I knew that actually.
yeah.
That's why I called you out. But it was a ladies' man. It was a tough guy. Like, it's John Shaft, man. You get the shaft whenever you're around him, man. Like, what a fucking name. It like defined a decade, and like, yeah, and people still Who is the man? I mean, that song.
Chef.
You're damn right. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. I wish I would have thought of Shaft, quite frankly, for my list of action. I didn't.
It's both sides. Like I said, it's ladies' man. It's, you know, because that, and I'm not, never mind, in case you took him, but there's like another action hero ladies' man on here. And I'm like, the name's iconic, but it doesn't really resonate to me. Not like John Shaft. I should have been higher. I maybe should have went over Dallas Winston, but yeah, you know, I'm building
Well,
a
he was on the
super
list.
team.
You took it. You took it.
I'm
Okay.
building.
Hey.
I'm building like yeah. I'm building the 72-10 Bulls here. You know, sometimes you draft Ron Harper before Scottie Pippen. So what are you gonna do?
Well, when I started putting my list together, it was kind of I wanted to focus on names that weren't necessarily leading men in the action. That's when I started. Yeah, I know that that's pretty much what I've had so far.
Well, I mean, it's tough.
But
Usually the star
that's
gets
the
a
deal, right?
kick-ass name.
But I wanted to find something from some female leads as well when it comes to action movies. And tell you what, man, can be a bit of a challenge if you're not an action film fan. You might struggle with this. They could be listening to this right now and like, I don't know, who could it be? Who would be? Let me tell you something. She went from being viewed in the first film of this franchise, it's kind of the weak final girl, if you will, because the original is a horror movie. Don't
Okay, I'm
mistake
with you
yourself.
now.
It's a horror movie. The second one might be the greatest action movie ever made. It's in the argument for it. I'm talking about Linda Hamilton's portrayal of Sarah
Oh.
Connors in Terminator and Terminator 2 and the Terminator franchise in general. Who was more badass? Who was a more badass female in 1991, 1992 than Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connors? And everyone's, who is Sarah Connors? Have you seen Sarah Connors? Trying to
I honestly
find
thought you
Sarah.
were going Ellen Ripley, dude. I really did at first.
Oh, man.
Because when
See?
you said horror movie for the first one, I was like, okay. But I feel you now, man. And yes, I mean, she got shredded. Like she, the more like that character went along, she got all buff. And yeah, man.
See, you might have spoiled one for later when you mentioned Ellen. When you mentioned Ellen
Oh,
Ripley.
Ripley? Yeah, Ripley's still on there too. Sorry, man.
It's okay.
You can
You know what?
still
You
take
can.
it.
I know I can't, but I will say this. I think the difference there is that while both of them are the final girl in those films, spoiler, Terminator and Alien, Ripley's already kind of a soldier. She's not the soldier. She's not the alpha, but she's a part of that crew. She's a part of that scientific team that's out there
Sure.
doing the work. Whereas Linda Hamilton's character, Sarah Connors, she's just going out for a date on Saturday night. She's just going out with, she wants to go out with her friends. They're going to go dance, they're going to have some drinks. And all of a sudden, in walks Arnold Effing Schwarzenegger in 1984 with shotguns. And he just starts blowing away people and killing all of her friends. And it's like, what happened? Why is this mindless killing machine after me? And from that impetus, she morphs by the time you get to Terminator 2 into one of the biggest badasses. She's got gigantic guns that she's just wasting bitches. She's going after Miles. Was it Miles Simon? Was that his name? Dials Meissen, Meisel, Miles Dyson. Miles Dyson. There's a great name.
That's a
I'll get
great
there.
name.
That's a great Miles Dyson. That's a great name for a scientist.
Exactly.
Or an action hero. She goes after Miles Dyson. She's going after everybody. And, you know, just a badass for 120 some minutes or whatever it is on Terminator 2. So, action name, one that has its place in action film history, especially for the female characters, Sarah Connors.
All right. That's what I was waiting for at the end there. Cause I'm like, we don't have to sell the character here. It's the name.
Sarah Connell.
Yeah, exactly. You just wanted to do your Arnold impression.
I
I
wanted to
get
do
it.
the
Exactly.
come with me if you want to live.
And most of his names are actually pretty whack. I went there early on and I was like, I can't sell Arnold. You know, he didn't really need that kind of
Detective John
gravitas. He
Kimball.
was Arnold, dude. He could have named him Arnold in most of his movies and nobody would have cared or made a damn bit of difference. All right. I love it.
Sarah Connor.
Yes. I love
Sarah Connor.
it. I'm a little jealous that you have someone speaking in third person. So I'm going to definitely take that with my fourth pick because not only did he speak in third person, but he did it repeatedly because he
Oh no.
practices speech ever since his father passed away. And it's, hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Prepare to die.
Inigo Montoya is just this, it's a smooth name. The way he delivers it, he's the Spaniard, is what they call him. You know, you bested
Spaniard, that's
my
right.
Spaniard, the swordsman. And the fact that you hear it so often, and at the end when in the battle, that's literally all he says when he's taking down Christopher Guest, the six-fingered man. He just gets louder with it, you know. And, hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. And it's one of the most quotable lines of the movie, too. I mean, yes, almost said Arnold. Andre, you're the big guy.
Montoya.
Does anybody need a
Everybody
peanut?
want a peanut? What's his face?
Exactly. But
Sounds
at
like.
the end of the day, everybody's repeating that. And I don't know if it's just repetition or whatever, but it's smooth. It packs a punch. And everything about Inigo Montoya is a fucking awesome name, dude.
Could you do that character now? Who could, you know what I mean? Could you?
Who could pull that off? Well, yeah, because if you look at Manny Patinkin now, you would not have assumed that he could have pulled that off back then. But you know, you would need someone somewhat youthful. But like he needs to be somewhat swarthy. Because Inigo Montoya did have that, you know, when even when he held, it was the best part is when he's trying to climb up, you know, and they're having that banter, you know, like, can you go any faster? You know, and he's like, I'll throw you down some rope. I could kill you now. So he's like funny, but he's smooth. Ah, that's a tough one.
Could it be our guy from The Last of Us?
Yeah, it probably would be Pascal.
I think Pedro would be the guy for it probably right now.
And he can pull off most things in general.
I mean, he
But
kind
yeah.
of already played that character in Game of Thrones, if you think about it, you know.
True.
The Viper was basically Inigo
Yeah.
Montoya.
A little more sexually forward, but
He
yes.
was. I will be your champion.
Exactly.
I will be your champion, little man. Okay.
He bested the giant, not teamed up with him.
Bested the giant. Well, all right. All right. And what are we on our fifth picks now?
You're on your yes, you're fifth. We got
This
two
is
left,
tough.
man.
I
That's
have
where
so
I'm
many.
having a hard time whittling them down, but I like my four. I like my squad. It's on the floor.
Well, this next pick I'm gonna do. Again, we didn't plan this out. Like we didn't plan back to back. Excuse me, back to back. Kurt Russell's, and we also didn't plan back to back Spaniards.
You got
This
Manny
guy,
Batankin again?
yeah, no, this guy. Is literally the greatest warrior to ever fight. Some would say he's a gladiator.
Ah,
Others called
man,
him
damn.
Spaniard, and his name is Maximus.
Don't stop there. Don't you deny his full name. Maximus Decimus
Decimus
Meridius.
Meridius, yes. The time change, I'm tired, yes.
Yes,
I know you'd take care of
step
me,
up. It's
man.
Pain Productions, baby.
It is the Big Pain Pro, and Kurt Russell, the Academy Award winner. The line, "Are you not entertained? Are you not
Russell Crowe,
entertained?"
not Kurt Russell.
What did I say, Kurt Russell?
It's all Russell, baby.
It's all
It's
Kurt Russell.
He should have been in it, damn it. Kurt Russell can do no wrong.
You know what Maximus says at a time like this?
Exactly.
Old Maximus says, what the hell? The check is in the mail.
He puts his helmet on and stabs a fucking lion. Kurt Russell is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Oh, it's gone off the rails. I'm sorry.
Love it.
No, Russell Crowe, Academy Award winner for that. Had the lines. Great action. I mean, just that's one of those films, too, that like if you're going to get amped before something, you watch Gladiator.
No, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like if you got a big challenge or something like that in front of you. I've heard about pro athletes that'll watch Gladiator before a big game or something like that, or that shit will get you pumped.
Yeah, it will.
You will watch that and you'll be, I'm Maximus. They've taken my family. I got nothing left. I'm going to wipe these bastards off the face of the earth. I'm the bad, you know. Oh, right. Spaniard, how dare you? Oh. Oh.
He's no longer cruising, feeling on any wheat anymore, man. He's coming for your fucking blood.
Coming for blood. And he will get it. He will get all of it. Because he was Maximus. What a name.
All right. That was him. One of my last two. Shit. I got plenty more. Don't get me wrong. But that one would have really rounded out my starting five.
Perhaps you would go with the T-1000.
I didn't play the game smart is what I didn't do, Curtis. I could have saved John Shaft for the last pick, man. I don't. He would have never been on your fucking list, and he never would have been stolen. Could have saved Dallas Winston too. I should have bumped Maximus up the fucking draft board. Yeah, you know, I knew what his 40 time was, and I just let him fucking dangle there for Packers come in and steal him from me. You're the Packers in this scenario, by the way, Curtis.
I'm the Packers. Hey,
you're the Packers.
You want some breaking news as we're recording this right now?
Please, please.
Russell Wilson just signed with the Steelers.
Really?
Yeah, Russ is going to the Steelers.
Right
now, as we speak, right now, as we're recording
this. That is hot breaking news.
That is hot breaking news. Steelers, that's a good action movie name. You know, they were in The Dark Knight Returns.
I did look up what Shaq's name was in the movie Steel, just to check and see if it was something awesome. That's the kind of research I'm doing for you guys. This is a free podcast, goddammit. That's one less place for our boy to be traded, though, man.
Yeah, so one less spot for Fields to go. So, anyways.
It's getting bleak. All right. Well, thank you for the hard-hitting news. You little chefty.
Hey.
I mean,
I got it. I got the. Right. I work in radio too, sir. I get the inside info. Do you have a pick yet? Now that I've ruined it with Maximus.
I do. I do. I've got four, but that one was really going to round out my starting five. So I got four that I kind of feel are on the same level, and I'm trying to figure out which two. I know what my last pick's going to be because it's just it tickles me. It's a funny and perfect name. Yeah.
Oh boy.
So this one's kind of important because there's like four. One of these is going to fill out my starting five. My bench player is just going to be perfectly hilarious and funny. But all right. I'm spiraling. I'm going to go with. I don't have a bad guy, and this guy's kind of not really a bad guy. Should I go with a bad guy? But I already got someone with the name of a city that I thought I was going to steal from you.
I was going to say Dallas Winston.
I know you weren't, but I'm saying the other one I have left also has the name of a city in his name, and I thought I was going to steal him from you as a bad guy. But there's two, man. A or B, Curtis, A or B. I'm going to let you pick it blind.
Oh, I'm picking for you?
Wow. Just pick it blind. Am I picking name A or P, name B?
You're going to go with A because I'm Curtis Allen. You're going to go with A.
All right. Well, it was the one I thought I was stealing from you then. And I'll just keep my theme of names with cities in them.
Oh, shit.
And I got my villain finally, my man Wesley Snipes from Demolition Man, Mr.
Dude.
Simon Phoenix, baby.
You dick, I did have him on my list. That was on my list. He was going to be my next pick.
I'm surprised you didn't take him already. It's Phoenix. Simon, where's all the laser guns and shit?
That's right.
But a great name, Simon Phoenix. It's rising from the ashes. Literally, it's all in there. It's pretty much on the nose that he's back and he's here to cause trouble, man. But it's colorful. It's perfect, man.
What a great character. Yeah, the name. If the name was something lame, I don't know, it wouldn't have the same effect. Even though as great as Wesley Snipes was in that movie.
Right.
The name is what seals the deal. Simon Phoenix.
And I felt it carried his character, too, because he's kind of jumping all around, you know, like, what's your boggle? And, like, zap. Like, I feel like he stepped into the name as the character. Like, if his name was something, because even though he's a badass, it's not really, you know, it's not a grimy badass name, even though it's got flair and it's got a little bit, like, you know, style to it. And that's, you know, his outfits are fucking ridiculous in here.
Very colorful.
Very colorful. And that's what I picture when I think of Simon Phoenix. A very colorful name, man. So I had to go with that.
What do you remember what year that takes place in? Because it's like 96 when they, first of all, they made it in 92, 93, right? That's when it came out, like 93. And it starts off in 96 and LA is a war zone, right? Like that's what it is. But when they thaw them out, is it like 2012 or something like that? It's not, it's 20. Is it now? Is it 2024? I don't know. Putting you 20, on the spot.
2032.
Oh, we got time then. Okay.
We still got some time before John Spartan and Phoenix start. Well, but hey, man, more Taco Bell for me. So you can't come fast enough, honestly.
Taco Bell wins the restaurant wars, my friend. All restaurants.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. They're conquering breakfast now. They're slowly taking, you know, they're getting fries in the game. Nobody's paying attention, but they're slowly starting to take over. They're going to bring back that burger they used to have, I think, before too long.
If they don't bring back the potato burrito, they're not doing anything. So
Mexican pizza made people riot. They had to bring that. So they got all the food groups. They did chicken wings, which were fucking phenomenal.
They got all the food groups, he says.
They're covering it all, man. They are going to win the battle.
You know, I can't disagree with you. It's my son's favorite place in the world. It's Taco Bell.
I'm telling you, I'm ready to hunka chunka. I'm ready to do all kinds of things.
The hunka chunka?
No hunka chunka.
That's John Spartan. That's Stallone. Yeah. John Spartan, also pretty good name.
It is great. It was on my list, but
John Spartan, really good. Well, I'm at my final pick then, right?
Yeah, we both got one more, man.
And I'm looking at this list. I have so many names. They're all great.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really great, I think. But there's one, it's so simple, and I can't believe you haven't taken it, quite frankly. Because when we started this, I said, the names are usually, aside from Maximus, usually pretty short, simple.
Right.
And this one, excuse me. This one, I'm going to do it. I'm taking it, my final pick. I know that you think it's the greatest action character of all time.
Mm.
I know you do. At least the man that portrays this character, you say, is the greatest action film star of all time. Or
Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves.
It is Keanu Reeves. And the character, John Wick.
Oh, yeah.
John F.
Baba Yaga, yeah. The boogeyman himself.
The boogeyman. Kind of like Kaiser Sose.
Very much so, yes.
Except you see John kick ass and take names for four films so far. And just absolutely dominate. And again, a name for the superhero or whatever, for the action star, the name's got to strike fear in the villains. Like Batman and all that sort of stuff, right? John Wick. He did this because you killed his dog. What do you think he'll do now? Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the baddest man on the planet, the real Lethal Weapon. And I had some characters from the film Lethal Weapon I was considering.
Yeah, Martin Riggs is a great name.
I was even thinking about Mr. Joshua. What a great name.
That's true. That's a great villain name.
Yeah. Mr. Joshua.
Mr.
As portrayed by Gary Busey before he lost his mind.
Yeah, exactly.
When people thought of him as an action star in the 80s, Mr. Joshua.
Lighting his forearm on fire with a lighter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I went with John Wick for a lot of reasons. There were other Johns I could have selected. I don't want to say any more names because you might take one. It's your final pick.
No, mine's definitely not a John.
There were some great villain names. I've got three or four villain names still on this list that would have been fantastic. Maybe five, actually, now that I look at what I got left. But I got to go with a name that kind of personifies action movies. And I think for the modern fan, that's John Wick.
Yeah, that's one of the ones where the material sculpted the name. Like, because when the movie came out, I'm like, what the fuck is a John Wick? And the name doesn't mean much at first. You know, it's not like, you know, Dynamite Smith, you know, it's not like they're really trying to bowl you over with some fucking like, oh shit, this is gonna really go crazy.
Simon Phoenix.
Simon Phoenix, yeah. If that was the, you know, I was like, oh shit. But when they start telling the legend and the lore, and as soon as you know, when Leguizamo calls and is like, well, it's you hit my son, and it's like, well, he stole John Wick's car, and it's like, wait, what? And you finally figure it, and he tells the story about killing the people with the pencil, and it's like John Wick, and he keeps repeating it. It's like, that's the name you look at when you're looking in the shadows of. It's Kaiser Sose, man. It's Kaiser Sose, but it's not as slick off of the. But then you start peeling it back, and you're thinking like, you know, oh Wick, like his name could have been Dynamite Smith because it's like a Wick, you know, it's gonna. set to explode. You know, you start peeling back the onion. But yeah, four fucking phenomenal movies, and cultivated under one name,
John Wick. Well done. Thank you.
Unexpected, but yes, nice play. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, my last pick is when you say greatest, it doesn't have to always be moving. It doesn't always have to strike fear in the hearts of the masses. Sometimes it can just fit the actor and honestly make me chuckle. So no one has picked Steven Seagal, eh? You know, hey, sometimes I'm a little, you know, I'm a little bit of a sarcastic Italian guy, or sometimes I'm Asian or whatever persona. Stop. I'm trying to do. I'm Steven Seagal and I'm doing these flippy things when someone. Do you remember his name in Out for Justice, sir?
In Out for Justice. Oh, God, no. No, you're putting me on the spot. I don't, but as soon as you say it, I'll
Our man Steven Seagal's full name in Out for Justice, where he kills so many fucking people.
Hundreds.
Yes. And then the name he goes by when he's just ripping to shreds, doesn't take a nick of damage because he never does. His name is Gino Foligno, man. Hey, yo, I'm Gino Foligno.
It's Gino Foligno.
Gino fucking Foligno, dude.
That's his name.
That is the greatest name in the worst way, man. Gino Foligno is Alfred Justice. No, they didn't. They didn't include that part. No, that's in the Steven Seagal's.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, there's no Gino Foligno on the poster or anything.
No,
it's just Seagal. It's Steven Seagal.
Nobody says, "Hey, man, we better get the fuck out of this bar. Gino Foligno's coming soon." Nobody says that, dude. It just isn't gonna happen. No. Man.
Oh, man, I didn't have one Steven. I couldn't tell you a Steven Seagal character name. It's just Steven Seagal. He's out for justice.
Right.
Kind of like Chuck Norris. I don't think I can name. Well, maybe if I thought about it, I might be able to name a Chuck Norris character. You know, Walker, hey, Texas Ranger.
Hey. Hey, yo, I'm Gino Foligno.
Foligno.
You better watch out. You know, Gino Foligno's coming for you. Like he always wanted to be like some sort of half whispery mobster, like, oh yo, I'm slick my hair back and I'm gonna fuck you up. Gino Foligno. I'm like, no, man, no, Gino Foligno's not gonna take me out, dude. Gino, he's not Foligno. Gonna put it. Gino Foligno, man.
And you know that was probably his idea too. You know that was.
Oh,
Seagal's
he probably
idea.
Thought it sounded bad. He's like, oh, this guy sounds made. You know, hey man, I'm gonna be Gino Foligno. I'm a made man.
Somebody,
nah, dude.
He demanded that character be named Foligno.
Yeah.
It probably was Gino. It was probably going to be something cool like Gino Thunder or some shit like that. You know, Gino,
hey, you know, that's
Gino
not...
Striker or something like that. No, hey. Gino Foligno.
No,
Gino
that guy's Foligno. Not from the neighborhood, man. You know, he's got to have a real tough Italian name, like from the neighborhood. You know, like Gino Foligno.
Gino.
Okay, fine, Steve. You can call yourself whatever the hell you want. We're not putting that name in the fucking script, dude. We'll just call you Gino if we have to.
You know, Seagal's going to hear this at some point, and he's going to get really mad. And he's going to get mad because we're telling the truth, because this is probably what happened.
It's fuck. Oh, 100%, dude. He has his all 10 fingerprints all over Gino Foligno, dude. That is all his call. All his call, dude.
See, now I have to go watch Out for Justice just to hear the name.
I don't know if they mentioned it, dude. I'm at to watch it too. But you know, I was getting deep in the research of like all the action movies, and I'm just like, fuck no, it's not, dude. It's not Gino Foligno, dude. Wow. That one's going on the list.
I would have never guessed that one. I got a bunch of other leftovers here. I say,
yeah,
like
yeah,
that,
man.
Like they could
hit
have
me
made
with
the
list.
Free
agents who get signed by the Steelers.
Yeah, I told you, Russ going to the Steelers. Breaking
no,
news.
I'm saying hit me with the players that did not. What's our free agents list? Who you got?
All right. Well, you know, you're talking about names and marketing.
Yeah.
Is there a name that was marketed more for an action film than Rambo? John Rambo.
John Rambo's a great name. That was definitely high on
my
list.
John Rambo was on my list. I thought about ending it with Rambo, but you didn't take Wick, so I had to take Wick. And you left Wick for Gino Foligno. So
I can't let the world not know about Gino Foligno. Sorry.
Man, I still have some really good names for villains. I'll run through them real quick. Hans Gruber.
Of course.
What a great name. Great
Perfect.
Villain, period. Here's this one that's sort of, it's maybe my Gino Foligno, except they say this name a lot in the film, from Conan the Barbarian, Thulsa Doom.
Yes, that's fucking wonderful.
Great name, Thulsa Doom. I had Drago. We talked about Ivan Drago.
Yeah,
his name on the list.
I had Drago and Clubber. Clubber Lang's a fucking
Clubber
great
Lang.
Name.
Hey, woman. Hey, woman.
Right? It's like they couldn't call him Clobber, so they're like, Clubber. Same thing, dude.
I'll quote Clubber Lang forever as a Bears fan. What's your prediction for the game? Pain.
Pain.
Always. I also had, see, this is where it was kind of on the fence. It's an action-packed film from No Country for Old Men. I thought Anton Sugar was a great villain name. Just a great name. But, you know, there's some other ones on there, too, that are from the
a lot
world
of that
Tarantino.
One for me. Anton for me was more of like remembering the character than the actual name, though. Like a picture Frendo and like the coin toss and like that old
call it
and the fucking haircut and all. And I was like, it's not the name so much as he fucking murdered that role, dude. And it was just so great. But let's see. I also had Foxy Brown.
Great
fucking
name.
Great. Yeah. Pam Grier crushed
Pam
it.
Grier. Mm.
Movie from my youth. Buckaroo Banzai. I mean, come on. The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
Unforgiven, Will Money. Even though
good
it's
name.
Spelled M-U-N-N-Y, it's still like, hey, man, it's Will Money, dude. Like, you know, it's just when you say it out loud, it's fucking great. And Vincent Vega, Pulp Fiction.
I had Vincent Vega. That was what I just, I was saying with the Tarantino stuff. I had Vincent Vega. I had Jules. I had, if you looked at Reservoir Dogs, you could take any of them. Mr. Pink, Mr. Blue, Mr. Black,
right,
blah, blah,
right,
blah, blah,
right.
So on and so forth. But Vincent was the one, to me, from the Tarantino movies.
Yeah.
The name, Vincent Vega. I mean,
Yeah, alliteration. Yeah, it's just and I didn't need another geographical location, but Indiana Jones is always a fucking.
Yeah, Indiana Jones, sure.
I mean, but fuck Iowa, fuck Indiana, fuck all the Big Ten
Oh my
teams.
God.
Dane Danger, Dane Danger Power, just stay the fuck out of his way. That's what we're about here at Fame Production. Gino Foligno has spoke.
He's turned into Gino Foligno of Champagne.
Hey, yo, I'm. Yeah, fucking forget about it. I'm Gino Foligno. Yeah, fuck yeah. I got a Dane Danger jersey. I'm fucking Gino Foligno.
You guys want to go to Papa Dell's? We'll go to Papa Dell's. You know, that's how he would say it, too.
I'll put a cue ball in a towel and beat you all. Gino Foligno, I'll beat you with a dip dish.
Maybe Gino Foligno go to Jupiter's instead of Papa Dell's. Jupiter's at the crossing. More games. More fun. More action. Not like Jupiter's downtown where you can only play pool. I'm not a pool man. Gino Foligno plays skee ball.
Yo, Monocles, you put that salad dressing in with my pizza? Hey. Gino Foligno asking. Don't make me come down there. Double though.
Maybe I'll put you in a pan Garcia with your pizzas. See what I did there? I can keep the puns going on the Garcia's pizza. I can do this forever now. You got me going exactly. Gino Foligno. Gino Foligno is taking over. You know what? I've changed my mind. You win. Gino Foligno is the best name.
It really is, man. Once you start saying it over and over again, man, and picturing Seagal and everything about it, dude, is fucking Gino Foligno.
I'm gonna turn this into a bit on the air, and I want you to be a part of it. I'm gonna see if we can get. We're gonna turn this into
Gino do.
Foligno goes and gets pizza in different towns in Central Illinois, and it always ends in violence. It always ends.
It always does. It always does. And then he runs off with flailing arms. There goes Gino Foligno.
Gino Foligno.
Look at him flailing away. Don't you let Gino Foligno hear you say that.
Oh, man. That's why I like right, on the show with you. This is great.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out, man. I realize it is now officially only 10:18 real time, man. Springboard is here, but the morning's going to sneak up on you, so... I appreciate you hanging out, man.
Oh, you got it, man. Absolutely.
All right, bud. Take care.
Cheers. Gino Foligno out.